Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories.
We are about to learn just how much the World Cup can mess up the commute. Today is the first weekday match at MetLife Stadium, and officials are warning of significant travel disruptions. 1010 Winds' Glenn Shuck with the story.
I caught up with Kyle. He's a trucker who does an Albany to New York City run every single day, but he wasn't aware that there was going to be a match at MetLife today.
I mean, how would that mess you up if you even are half an hour behind? I mean,
I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah. Well, they're saying there's so many people coming together for this game that's going to make the roads here just crazy. Today. Yeah.
Oh, today?
Today, this afternoon. Yeah.
I was not aware of that.
Now you are. Yeah. So you want to get in and out.
Route 3, 17, the Turnpike, so many roads around MetLife are going to be a real mess throughout the afternoon into tonight. And officials are warning that access to Penn and Secaucus Junction also is going to be restricted to ticketed fans only if you're using the train. And by the way, truck delivery restrictions kick in Midtown 9 this morning until 8 tonight. So better be ready. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Here in Lyndhurst.
If you have to fill up your tank after sitting in traffic, it might just be cheaper. There is word the U.S. has reached a peace deal with Iran, of course, including the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz, and that has sent prices ticking down. Gas Buddy says the national average fell below $4 a gallon, but that drop hasn't hit here yet. AAA says the going rate of a regular gallon of regular yesterday was $4.28 in New York City, on Long Island $4.15, New Jersey $4.11. And Gas Buddy's Patrick DeHaan says the big drop's just not here yet.
If this deal pans out, if the strait reopens for the rest of the summer, it could mean gas prices that stay below $4 a gallon nationally. And it could mean diesel prices also see a fall below the $5 mark. So there's a lot of reasons to be optimistic. But we've also seen deals fall apart in the last couple of months as well. So optimistic with some pessimism.
Overall, he says it's just too early to tell. After years of repairs, a bridge in Brooklyn is open again.
You can stroll, jog, or bike it, but leave this at home.
I honestly was scared they were going to allow cars.
You know, people go really quickly through these things.
Yeah, the 137-year-old Carroll Street Bridge is back, and some folks haven't walked it in years, like Vicky.
It's a massively changing area, so it's definitely a different landscape than when it used to look like.
Cameron's on the same page.
It's weird to think that there are so many people who moved into these buildings who have never crossed the bridge.
It connects Gowanus to Carroll Gardens. They say there's just no need to go all the way around anymore.
You'd come down here, be a dead end. So I think that that's really nice.
Truly, the views are stunning. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on the Carroll Street Bridge.
A Brooklyn toddler is recovering after a terrifying incident yesterday. She fell out a second-story window. This happened around 8 a.m. Two-year-old fell out the window of the private home on East 2nd Street near Avenue N in Midwood. The Daily News says her mom was in the bathroom at the time. The child was taken to the hospital, initially in critical condition, but said to be recovering. The mother was not charged in the case. There's a lot more police presence coming to the Bronx spot known as The Hub at 149th and 3rd in hopes of reducing drug activity.
Thanks to 32 indictments and the seizures of 30 pounds of fentanyl, 12 pounds of crystal meth, and more.
This is a new day in The Hub.
That's the hope for Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch and Bronx DA Darcell Clark.
The defendants and their suppliers are heard on wiretaps speaking about their brands, Bugatti, TikTok, Prada, Bad Bunny, as being too strong and causing people to fall down.
So what's the future for a place everyone knew was an open-air drug market?
Now you have to put the resources in to make sure that they don't get a chance to set up again.
To start, more police. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
New York's gun liability law has survived a Supreme Court challenge. The justices rejected the challenge to the 2021 law opening up legal claims against gun makers, meaning it will stand for now. The measure allows people to bring various claims against manufacturers, including conduct that endangers New Yorkers' public health. This was intended to circumvent a 2005 federal law that created a liability shield for gun makers. It was challenged as soon as it went into effect. While the High Court did allow the law to stand in this case, it could still face future legal challenges. His Honor may have just spilled some major tea on Taylor Swift. At a news conference yesterday, as Mayor Mamdani talked about security prep for the July 5th World Cup match, he also mentioned some other events in the city that weekend, including the America 250 celebrations and Taylor Swift's wedding. Wait, what? Reporters called him on it, asking him if he'd been invited or was going.
No and no. I wish them a lovely wedding. I'll listen to Only the Young at home on my own.
The mayor did not give any details on the wedding and no confirmation of all those rumors that Swift and Travis Kelce planned to tie the knot at MSG.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.